Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking at about a 4-hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
A broken man and his wife, the child, they got no hope.
Oh, you damn right. Let's go. Hour number one on a Wednesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is producing. It is hot. 99 today, 100 coming for tomorrow. So stay cool out there. Grooving on a Wednesday already, as always. Great intros from Trey. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I love new fit.
Down there today?
Yeah.
Seeing our man Austin?
Oh, man.
Is he growing that hair back yet?
No, he's not.
He's keeping it short?
He's keeping it short.
Come on, Austin.
He's pulling wool everywhere.
Give me that Patrick Swayze hair back, brother.
Yeah. I think any hair works for that guy.
Yeah. I don't think he'll go wrong either way.
Nice guy, too. But they're just doing great stuff down there. I saw met another person who is currently in a wheelchair right now, but they're working on that. I've seen amazing work with some people who went in there and couldn't walk and are now being able to walk a little. I mean, just some stuff that has blown me away. And so when you go in there, whatever your ailment is, or maybe it's just not that, it's cool kind of going through it with other people there. In fact, one of the people said last time I was there, like, man, like your hip is like, you know, like they're seeing my progress. You kind of, because you all see it there. It's a good environment.
Yeah. If you've never been or never heard about it, neu.fit. They're right here in our building on 360. All three of us have been there from time to time over the last couple of years. And man, they're impressive.
Two locations now because
They're
blowing up so much. And so, yeah, they're still here in this building and they've got one at the Domain.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. neu.fit, new fit, and the, well, what would you call it? The electromagnetic is not the right word.
It's electrostimulation.
Yes, the electrostimulation.
And athletes have been doing this forever, and it's something that a lot of the athletes, current athletes, Giancarlo Stanton was showing off in the summer. And I mean, a lot of these guys use this, and you know, now it's to all of us and all of us civilians, Chad.
Yeah, now everybody can benefit from it.
Yeah.
The normal folk can benefit from it.
Well, we need it more than they do.
That's exactly right.
Like, I mean, Stanton's just tuning up.
You're just trying to get up.
We're trying to get a new engine.
You're trying to stand up is what you're trying to do. All right, so it is Wednesday. Before we get into any football or anything else, let's congratulate the soccer folks among you. Apparently the vote just came down.
Good for them.
And MLS is coming to Austin. I'd heard... I was trying to read through this stuff and keep up with it, and it felt like it was headed the wrong direction, and I sensed there were jokes on social media about it, but then the vote comes in, and it passes. So if you're a soccer fan, MLS fan, you've wanted this for a while. We had somebody on the show recently who's been following it and was down there for all the votes and things. So to all those people, very excited.
Congrats.
We have the guys that do the weekend show, and Justin Simmons and Kit and all those guys, and Wags is a soccer fan, and there's so many of them that I know. I'm not a soccer fan myself, but if it comes to town, I'll take an opportunity, maybe go check it out. I haven't watched a lot of live soccer in my life, so I may go check it out, see what it's all about, but congrats to all you soccer folks today.
I haven't in America. I went to a couple matches in Europe. And
they don't care about it over there, do they?
Oh, geez. And, well, I mean, but they were so much better, especially at that time.
Right.
I think things have changed, but that would have been 99.
Okay.
So the soccer that I saw here, the accuracy of the passes and how quickly they control those passes and how well they control those passes and then get going, it felt like a slower video game and not as accurate. And when you went over there, everything was accurate. So I'm curious to, because I'm definitely going to go out there and check it out just for the environment. But I'm curious to see kind of how good the game is, because I know the game's gotten better over here, even though we missed the World Cup.
Yeah, I want to know a couple things from the soccer folks today. Like on the hockey front, I remember going out to Ice Bats games back in the day, which was sort of double A. for hockey. And now we have what is basically AAA hockey right underneath the Dallas Stars in the Texas Stars. And I saw the difference.
And we got AAA baseball.
Right away, yeah.
So is this AAA soccer is your question?
Right, and I've seen both of those, right, with the Express. They started as a AA, now they're a AAA, and if you've gone to see both, you can totally see the difference.
You can, but I'm cool with both.
Oh yeah,
I think to have in your city AAA, if you're going to really follow the team, I know what you're saying. You're gonna get a higher level, but AA, you've got some really talented prospects.
But what I want to know from soccer people,
cause Juan Soto never hit AAA.
Yeah, that's true.
That's rare.
But the thing I don't know that you probably don't know, Trey may not know, because none of us are massive soccer fans.
Nope.
Is what is the MLS? What is the comparison for the MLS? Do you actually consider it like a minor league type of thing, developmental, or I'm hearing Rod and Wags maybe saying that it's a league where just a bunch of old guys go, that it's just thought of that way in soccer terms. So if you love soccer, if you're into English Premier or you're into Champions League or you're into all the different stuff, tell us what it is for you. But also, now that it's official, we got to name this damn team. So
we do.
What are they going to be?
Wags, get in here. Stop texting me.
Like, what are they going to be? The Austin what? We got to have a good name. Austin's a cool enough city. They ought to have a pretty cool name. I don't want to hear Austin FC because too many teams do that.
Yeah.
You just need to
embrace the weird, Chad.
Dude, you can't call a team the Austin Weird.
Sure you can.
Come on.
This city's official slogan that has now been commercialized to death, but it's still the city's official slogan.
Okay, but you can't commercialize it to that point where it's like, hey, man, you want to go see the Weird play?
Why not? They sell T-shirts.
Come on.
We had the Ice Bats.
It's different than saying the city is weird versus... But Ice Bats had a...
What's a basketball team?
Had a good vibe to it. What, the Austin Spurs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not AAA.
That is, well...
I mean, it is, but it's not.
Technically, yeah, right. We know how that works. But I don't know. So let us know what you think. Trey has thrown out Weird as the name of the team. Could you get behind that? Weird. Would you wear a T-shirt that says the Austin Weird?
Get behind or block too much on this. I just don't have enough chips in it. I'm like you. I'm happy. I have enough friends that actually like soccer to some degree, that I'm happy for them, and we have enough listeners that seem to be sometimes clowns, but pretty good people. No, pretty good people that are into it. So, I mean, it, you know, if it's, as long as it's not going to be too big of a pain in the ass with traffic.
I'm with you there. Someone suggesting the Austin Leslies, just kind of as a tribute.
Ooh.
Someone says the Austin Kickers, plenty of promotional opportunities with footwear, boots, etc., with the endorsements, the Kickers.
Yeah, I don't know if the S-Kicker crowd is going to be prominent at the soccer games. Maybe they will.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Kickers? No, that's a terrible name. Sorry, yeah, Texter. That's a terrible name.
It's not going to work.
The Austin Knights, somebody is suggesting. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Another terrible name.
Like,
but then Austin Knights is the
name
of the
team.
Let's
not go generic sports teams from 1980s Nintendo sports video games.
I know. So we need to find something. Basically, we need to find something better than the Weird, because that's what Trey is throwing
out
there.
That's a pretty good one. It's going to be a difficult task, Chad.
I think so. Maybe that's what we need to challenge our listeners, though. See if you can find a better name than that. So MLS voted in. It passed today. So congrats to all the soccer folks today. Any particular place you want to start today?
Well, no, I wanted to start there just to say congrats to them, and then I wanted to move on.
All right.
But Astros lose again.
Yeah, they did.
And, man, that offense is just, it's been like that, but it's just going nowhere.
If you're the Astros, you shouldn't. You just talked about it yesterday that you got to have Verlander and Cole be studs. If Verlander strikes out 11, you shouldn't lose.
No, you shouldn't lose. And
he gave up two.
Yeah, no, he was good.
Right? I mean, he was Verlander.
Yeah, no, that's the good news is that he kind of came back to who he was. I'm trying to check out some scores here. Cubby's up. Good to see. But. Yeah, you do have to be worried about the offense, and you do have to get Springer back. And we haven't talked about McCann enough, and I'm not sure what his timetable is. And clearly you have to get Altuve back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like I've said, the lineup is not going to be what it was last year. Now, maybe you can get some lightning in a bottle, and you take the experience and confidence that you gained last postseason. There are some teams that can do that. Scott Brosius is hitting .220 in the regular season for the 98 Yankees or whatever, and then it's hitting 400 bombs everywhere in the playoffs. There are some the Paul O'Neill would struggle, and right. then all of a sudden start turning it on.
He's an October player.
The Giants hell did that. The Cardinals have done that. Mm-hmm. 230 guy who hit 400 in the NLCS. Oh God, they always seem to find one. So it could happen. But right now, if you're looking at it, you just want to get in. Right, and
you
don't want to get into that wild card and have to go face Severino and the Yanks.
Yes, although right now it seems like the time to face Severino.
It would be
go get him if you can.
But in a month, right, if he figures it out, yeah, you're right. No, that doesn't sound as daunting as when I said it 2 months ago.
Right, it's maybe a little different now. But yeah, as we sit here after last night's events, the Astros are one game up on Oakland.
Yeah,
one. And 4.5 still on Seattle. It was just 2.5 the other day, and now it is down to one game. Astros in Colorado again tonight. I got another baseball thing to mention here, but first let's have Kevin get you all caught up with the world of LinkedIn.
So I'm talking to my neighbor last night, and he just got his master's. And so he's looking at kind of different fields now. And I said, are you on LinkedIn? And he's, early 30s. And he goes, yeah. And gave me like
it was a dumb question.
Yeah, kind of a dumb question. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I check it every day. So that kind of lets you know that there's a lot of people in Austin. And if you're my age at 40, maybe you didn't realize that something like LinkedIn can really help you out. And if you're hiring, it's going to help you out a lot. We've already seen the results here on the Horn. 70% of the U.S. workforce hangs out there like my neighbor. They go there every day to either grow professionally or to check out new job opportunities. You got 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members that are open to new opportunities, yet most don't visit job boards. So the way to even know about them is on LinkedIn. And they're going to really, with that big ocean of 70%, they're going to narrow the focus for you. They can target potential candidates based on insights from their behavior. They also have got stuff that you're going to find on a resume, stuff you're not going to find on a resume, skills, recommendations, interest, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. It's going to get your job in front of the right people, and that's what we've seen with the results. New hires made every 10 seconds, so get on board. LinkedIn.com/HornFM, LinkedIn.com/HornFM, $50 for your first job post.
All right, so yesterday Kevin wanted to make sure we played the Horn Top 20 sounder a couple times because he was going to be into the music, and today is the day for me because this is definitely a day I want to hear the music. We'll do that.
This may be the best.
It may be. It may be.
That's an objective statement there, Chad.
I know. It is.
I couldn't say that until I was 18 and out of the household.
I was going to say, you are not, have not been, nor will you ever be the biggest Michigan honk anyone's ever met.
No. But I have liked watching them the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. There's something about their teams that I like.
I think they may have.
Recently, I hated them as a kid. I mocked them. They were always a, they were never a threat to me at all to win a national championship.
Obviously,
no, they weren't.
Obviously not.
I mean, even when they had national championship teams, which is why 97 was so shocking, I thought, you guys finally did it. Because they had a lot of 10-1 teams that most people across the country, and I'm talking not me at Texas, but Florida State, Florida, Miami, Tennessee, when they were rolling, were like,
yeah,
we ain't scared.
Before we hear that music, I do want to mention one thing, and it's one of my favorite records in baseball. I've realized over the years, I love a consecutive game record in baseball. Not the long ones, the short ones. I love, like, homer records or when Chu had his on-base run. And I know it's going to sound homerish because it's one of my teams.
But Acuna?
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Awesome.
Is the youngest player now to homer in five straight ball games. He had a homer that led off two sides of a doubleheader the
other night.
Doubleheader,
yeah.
And then last night he leads off and hits a homer later on. So, but he's homered in five straight, youngest to ever do it. He's 20, I believe.
He's 20, and here's the thing. This is a great. For me, I think it's a great rookie of the year race in the NL. A lot of baseball people think it's over with, and it's Juan Soto because of the duration. And there's a lot of things in there if you look at overall numbers. But I think Acuna is making this a race, and I think it's fun. I love his game. I think, unlike Soto, I think he's a true five-tool guy. He robbed a home run the other day. Pretty good arm, so maybe 4.5. Or maybe a 5. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of his arm. But he can run. He's got power. He was injured for a little while. If he would have stayed healthy and been doing this, then I'm sorry to some of the baseball people, Eduardo Perez, who I respect. He thinks he's like he was on Sunday Night Baseball. He said, "No, it's over with." He's like, "Soto's a guy. I don't think it's over with. There's still a lot of time left, and that's something that's been fun to watch, and we can always watch with baseball."
And Soto is Washington?
He's Washington. Right. He's the 19-year-old who has hit more homers than any 19-year-old past Mickey Mantle, Mel Ott.
That's right.
And his on-base stuff, you know, I mean, he's a more mature hitter than Acuna right now. I think, and they're going to be, both are going to be all-stars for the future. They're just kind of different type of players.
Man, the young talent in baseball right now.
It is so unreal. It's great.
Yeah, it is. Incredible. So we'll definitely mix in some baseball today, especially since we're going to have Dustin McComas on at 5:05 talking Longhorn football and some baseball as well. We're going to have a Michigan guest coming up at 4:05. Why don't we jump into that Michigan thing right now and
hear
that fight song.
God, this fight song.
Michigan time. Come on.
It's the Horns College Football Top 20. Brought to you by Reliable Automotive.
Can I go 1A and 1B with Notre Dame? You can pick either A or B. Those are my two favorite. We'll let you do it.
He's got the end zone. That's a Michigan touchdown.
Number 13, the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, man. Just incredible. Incredible. I'll let you go 1 and 1A.
Okay.
For me, I think they might have the best fight song and best uniforms in college football, and that's a tough double to pull off.
Michigan?
I think they've got them both.
They may.
I mean, there's just...
I think they have the best helmet in college football.
The helmet's incredible.
Like, or you're not going to beat it.
Yeah. And since they've gone to the Jordan brand stuff, I think they look extra sharp. But I agree with you there. I can't think of a helmet in college football that I think is more irreplaceable, don't change it, don't touch it, than Michigan.
What about Notre Dame?
No, we've watched Notre Dame mess with it a little bit, and I've been okay with some of them.
Jeez.
Not the split thing, not the weird one. But no, they've messed around with it a little
bit.
I know,
you're right.
Give me a shamrock here and there.
That split one was ridiculous.
The split was stupid, but the hammered metal I love. And hammered they've gone metal. Shinier metal now. And
USC hasn't really changed.
No, they're definitely one that shouldn't. Look, there's a list of them that shouldn't. We all know that. I'm just saying if I had to
put somebody... So you count Texas as a change?
No, Texas is ones that doesn't need to touch. No, Texas doesn't really change theirs.
So you wouldn't say they changed theirs because of the... was the
because of Shiny Longhorn?
Shiny Longhorn?
No, because first of all, nobody explained Shiny Longhorn to us. Nobody ever really embraced Shiny Longhorn. But if that's the only change you've got, no, you're sticking to your guns. Pretty good. But that is a great point to bring up. Even a school like Texas has done that occasionally. Even in Alabama, we've seen change like font size and little bitty things. I can't remember Michigan. And I know they've done it a couple times. And I think everybody loses their mind when Michigan changes their uniforms for like one game. Like, what are y'all doing? But normally they go jerseys. They'll do some weird old jersey or whatever. But they keep that hat pretty solid.
Yeah, they do.
If they ever go to a white helmet, I'm going to stop watching college football. Can I just say that?
Well, like I said, I bagged on them. Yeah, you can. You can do that.
Yeah.
I'm giving you permission to go ahead and do that,
right?
And I won't give you crap.
I mean, come on.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. But as I said, growing up, I mean, you know, I was having a little fun, but also being serious to some degree. And Michigan fans, the objective ones, know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know you guys were frustrated. You always felt like you had that 9-win team, but, you know, it just wasn't going to happen this year. It happened in 97. The Harbaugh hire now in his fourth year. This is a big year. Starts off 10-3, then 8-5 last year. They had no quarterback play. My eyes are on Shea Patterson. I would love to see if McCaffrey, just for the future, what he looks like as a redshirt freshman. He's progressing, so we'll ask our guest at 4:05 about both those guys. And then the offensive line. I'm assuming they're going to be better. And at times it was hard to judge them because the offense just was stuck in mud, man. It was stuck in mud.
That's a good way to say it.
And when Harbaugh wants to go, he wants to go with as many tights as he can. Think about kind of what Stanford does now and be really, really, really physical and then run play action off that. Mix it up a little bit. I think he's going to be able to do that with Patterson. One thing Patterson really has going for him, we've talked about this when we talked about Michigan maybe a month ago. I love both receivers. I love Black. I love Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think that they're going to have some really explosive guys on the outside.
Yeah, this is going to be, this should be a fun team to watch for multiple reasons, but you start with, what, 17 starters back, 8 on offense, 9 on defense. The defense could be key because, to me, you've got to play. If you're going to be the kind of team Harbaugh wants you to be, you got to be physical both sides of the ball. And, yeah, last year they fell off in some key areas. They didn't have everything they needed. I feel like this year they could have what they need to make a really interesting run at this thing, like a legitimate run at the Big Ten.
No, I think they could,
if
too.
If it comes together.
And you talked about the defense, 9 starters returning. I said yesterday Don Brown may be the best defensive coordinator in college football. We'll have to get to that question we never got to on the text line about Orlando.
Yes, that's true. We never got to that.
We'll get to that. But Rashawn Gary's the junior. He was the number one recruit. I think he's going to have a big-time year. They do lose. Oh, who do they lose? They lose
Maurice Hurst.
That's who I'm thinking D-line. Of. And yeah. Hurst was able to do a lot. He's a defensive tackle, but he could flip outside a little bit too, and really was versatile for them. But then they've got Winovich on the outside. They've got Devin Bush. I love their linebackers. I think Devin Bush, who got hurt a little bit last year, Devin Bush, the son of Devin Bush, the safety at Florida State for the 93 team, is awesome and is a new age linebacker. Kalik Hudson is playing that Jabril Peppers role, that robber weird role, and
single digit.
Yeah, he is, man. And right. But he had a big time year last year. They think he could be a first, second round pick type guy, and I expect a big year out of him. They return everyone in the secondary. This is going to be a really good football team. We're going to find out early just how good as they go to South Bend.
Yeah, at Notre Dame that first week. So we are a mere 17 days away from that matchup. Then they get to maybe, you'd assume, get comfortable with Western Michigan and SMU, although we'll see about SMU. And then they play Nebraska at home on September 22nd. Those are their first 4 ball games. We'll definitely talk some Michigan today. If you have any thoughts on the Wolverines, let us know. Chris Ballas certainly does. He is the senior editor of thewolverine.com, and he'll join us at 4:05. We'll talk to Dustin McComas at 5:05. Up next,
Viper Roll. Brian Spiels, our Michigan guy, texted me that. That's what it's called. They call it the Viper
the
Roll.
The Viper. From now on, that needs to be a single digit. If they're going to keep that position, because of Mr. Peppers, I think they need to keep that as a single
digit. And Hudson's 7.
He's rocking the 7. No double digits on that position. I need to see you in a single digit. I'm sure he'll make that look pretty good. So more Michigan talk. Also coming up in the Big 3, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, it's really the thing you don't ever say out loud. You don't want to think about it. You just assume it's never going to happen. But we got to talk about it. There's one of those offensive linemen that's a little banged up. We'll tell you about the details coming up on the Horn. I know you remember this one, right?
Toto.
Very good. Very good. Any particular reason for Toto today, Trey?
Yeah, they're playing at Stubbs tonight at 7 o'clock.
Shut
and
up.
They have more good music than I think I realized before the start of this day. Justin Wells is filling in for Brad Kellner on the midday show all week. And he's a huge Toto fan. I kind of mocked it at first, but then I realized this guy's actually had some pretty decent songs back in the day.
Yeah, they had a few.
I don't remember anymore.
They were Rosanna, too, weren't they?
That's a good song.
Yeah. That's a great song.
Meet you all the way, Rosanna. Yeah, that's Toto, I think.
Okay.
Hold the line.
Hold the line. Oh, man.
Love isn't always on time.
Whoa,
oh,
whoa,
that one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Toto was bringing it back in the 80s, man.
I need you as like an app for me. For someone who doesn't know music well, because I'm that guy that, yeah, kind of goes boom, boom, ding, ding, goong, goong. And it was in the 60s, and they had long hair, and they I think they may have done drugs. Oh, that narrows it down, dude.
I think we should.
I just need you to, because you can just go, yeah, it was always. And I'm like, oh, that one.
The app would have my face on it, and it would be called Boom Boom Ding Ding Goon Goon.
Boom Boom Ding Ding
Dibidibop. That's the name of it.
Or you could just call him.
Yeah, or you could just call me or ask me during the show.
Well, well, well.
Thanks,
somebody
Trey.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Poor Justin had to sit in with you.
Or you could download Spotify.
Yeah,
We got more people on the text line looking for the Austin Knights as the MLS name. Somebody says the Austin Hippies or Hipsters. The Austin Construction. Now you're just being a smartass. The Austin Tacos.
That's pretty funny. The Austin Construction.
The Austin Dillos or Armadillos. The Austin Tacos.
Dillos is too close. Kids are going to buy that shirt and start marking it up a little bit.
Good point.
It's going to be the Austin
Didlos.
Well,
yeah,
close.
Right.
Think more UT campus.
Somebody else, yeah, somebody else.
Pigeons?
Somebody else texted, and it is the, of course, the Specs text line 337-3776. Just realize I haven't heard the Aggies in your top 20. Surely they aren't top 12. No, they are not. The Aggies
not.
Are not in the Horn top 20.
Neither is Texas.
Neither is Texas. Brought to you by Reliable Automotive.
Vegas disagrees.
Michigan, that's right. Vegas disagrees, but
Vegas has them 11-1, right?
But the right. But
no,
the,
seriously. Isn't Oklahoma the only team that they're a dog to?
Now, technically, they would tell you it's all just about the lines and the game has to play out. But
right.
Yes, they're favored, by the line, they're favored in every game but one.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think TCU
right.
started out favored in that game, but now Texas is the favorite.
Yeah. Well, now it's switched.
When I say they have Texas 11-1, I don't mean 11-1 against the line. Their lines say that their final record right now would be 11-1.
You're right.
Which
yeah.
is, as a fan, all we care about. Oh, they were 6-6-0 against the line. They only won those by two. I don't care.
But a lot of that also has to do with the money being placed whatever the line was that was set.
Right.
There's two things at play, and I'll give Scipio credit. He hit it on our show about a week ago first, and it makes sense. One, Texas people have a lot of money, okay? So that you're going to go after that pool. Go to Vegas right now, and half of everything's in Chinese for a reason. They know where they're getting their clients and where they're getting a large majority of the money, and so they're going to throw it out there with Texas. But part of it, too, is that they do think Texas is going to be pretty good. And I'm not saying they think realistically they're going to be 11-1 because this is all fluid and it's going to change. But preseason, I think they're getting intel and their analytics and numbers are saying Texas, with their schedule and with what who they had back and some of the close things they had last year, they think they're going to be a notch or two better.
The lines are close enough that they can swing that easily. But let's look even at the Oklahoma game, which started out as I think something like a 13 or 14 point line. There's been a 7-point swing since they initially set that line a month ago, and that's how confident not just Texas fans but college football people are in general that Texas is going to be a much improved team this year.
I saw it at 5.5 last week. Where is it now?
I think it was at like 12.5, and now it's at 5.5,
okay.
Something like that.
Oklahoma was at 12.5.
Yeah. Oh no, and
wow,
and that's maybe where I just. Or too much scar tissue in all of us of watching so much college football. There's just only so many proclamations you can make at this point. And that's the beauty of this sport. And the beauty of sports when it works out is that Nick Markakis is leading the National League in hits this year. Huh. Didn't see that one coming.
No, I would not have predicted that.
You know, I mean, that
not have
we
seen
can
that
predict, and that's the fun part, especially of sports radio, but that at the end of the day, there's going to be some surprises this year. And Oklahoma is going to be good, but I don't think top five good.
I didn't say that to you on opening day, that Nick Markakis would lead.
You did
hits.
Not say that.
I did not
did
stand
not
on that.
That
and bang on the table. No? Okay.
Nick didn't say that. His mom didn't say that. His
true.
Wife didn't say
That's
that.
True.
I could have predicted that Ronald Acuna was going to have 4 home runs in 2 days just based on the fact that I'm playing him in fantasy baseball this week. But I also didn't put that on the record.
Oh, God, you're on the business end of that record right now?
Yeah, of course, Brad has. And many times I'm facing somebody in fantasy baseball this year, one of his one of that individual's players is guaranteed to have a career week.
that's a bad place to be. All right,
I've actually had Soto do that to people, too, and they're like, especially when it's, I think, a 19- or 20-year-old, it rubs a little harder. It's like, dude, you're just up in the big leagues. Don't hit 3 out this week.
No, you can't do that. Thank you for all your texts that are rolling in. We'll keep getting some of those for the new Austin soccer team. Let's start right there with the big three, shall we?
The Big Three.
Yes, it passed. MLS will be coming to Austin, so we're asking you what this team should be called, and also tell us about the MLS since we don't know. None of us are big soccer folks, so what is the MLS in soccer world? The soccer world. This says, how about the Austin Flying Guitars? I don't think that's going to work. The Austin Soul. The Austin You Ain't the Longhorns. All right, well, we'll try to figure that out. So that did pass today. Congrats to all you soccer folks. Cowboys fans, your bad news is Travis Frederick is getting his shoulder examined today. Apparently, Travis has been going through some stingers in practice. So things have been going on, and just the normal contact of practice has caused multiple stingers, so they want to get this looked at. This is, like I was saying as I went to the break, Kevin, this is something Cowboy fans don't really talk about out loud. I think we just all assume that those three offensive linemen specifically, the big dogs, that Frederick, Martin, and Smith, that they're just superheroes,
mm-hmm.
right? That they're just bulletproof and nothing can touch them. So to see this story today had to stop Cowboy fans. It's at least a little bit in the tracks. I know it took a little breath away from me.
Yeah, if the offense is going to work at all, you're right. You go under the assumption, and it's dumb to assume anything in the NFL with the injuries, but that the offensive line is going to be healthy and that they're going to be one of the top two or three in the league.
Yeah.
And that everything because of that, numbers are going to look better.
Yeah, it all comes off
that
of that.
Finding that speed guy is easier because he's got one-on-one coverage. That everyone's role is just easier, Dak too and Zeke, because that line is really anchoring everything by opening up massive holes like they did a couple years ago, and then play action off of it and just stoning guys at the line of scrimmage.
And the fatigue of the defense comes off of
right.
that too.
And remember that year, I mean, dude, the fourth quarter, you guys,
it was the
you
key.
Don't see that in the NFL as much. I mean, you do, but
right.
not as much where they wear down that much.
Yeah, that 2014 group was incredible.
Yeah, was that 2014?
2014 would have been the year of the Dez thing
yeah.
all that. And the year of, that would have been before Zeke, obviously, before Ezekiel Elliott. But when that offensive line and DeMarco Murray were going crazy. But yeah, even, two seasons ago when they were kind of had that kind of vibe. So Travis Frederick's getting that checked out today. We'll keep you up to date on that. Got some more Cowboys notes for you coming up in the crap bag this hour.
And boy, they are flying in. Specs text line 337-3776 and Flan Irwin Center. Boy, this is a good one. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
The Austin foot fetish. Chad.
How dare you?
Chad.
How dare you?
All of a sudden,
you?
Chad has season tickets.
The FF?
I'm here for the headers.
I'm there. No, I don't think you can do that. I don't think we can do that. Trey is, and by the way, somebody is on Trey's side earlier saying that he needs to either be the Austin weird or the Austin strange. That was their two ideas. So,
ooh, Strange has the double entendre, too. That's another
does.
One the kids could have
it
fun
does.
With the T-shirt.
The Austin Strange. I don't know if that's gonna work. We'll see. We've had an arena team, an indoor. It wasn't truly arena football, was it? The Wranglers? Were they arena ball or just indoor football? I can't remember if they were actually in that league.
I think it was arena ball.
I think they were. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the difference?
We had the it would be a little bit of a difference. I don't know if they were actually in the arena league, is what I'm saying.
Aaron, I think they were.
They were in that league with
Aaron Humphries in both.
With the Arizona Rattlers.
Didn't Bon Jovi visit at some point? He did like a show at Irwin Center one night and they played a game there the next night.
Okay, maybe they did. Maybe it was in that league. So we've had Austin Wranglers in football. We've talked about the ice bats and hockey. And now the
what about the grass bats?
The grass bats. I don't know. What about just the bats? The Austin bats?
Maybe.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Growing up here, the bat thing wasn't that big of an identifier, guys.
Right, but
for you newbies, it was.
Right, but it's a.
I think I went once as a kid.
Right, but it's a little. It's a thing that the town is known for that you can learn about.
I
and
get
go kind of. Oh, I got. It.
I okay. get, but I feel like. We've been in this relationship long enough, and I've got layers, and we don't need to constantly talk about the bats.
But on that note, maybe let's go with something that was a big deal back in the day. Let's go with the Austin duckweed.
I would love that. Thank you, Trey. Let's get Trey on board here.
I have no idea what that reference is. What's duckweed?
Duckweed is in Town Lake, and my mom had a family member who drowned. I mean, people used to get liquored up and go swim in that thing like in 2 a.m. And duckweed it's like quicksand in the water. I mean, it'll wrap around.
Really?
And yeah, people get kind of pulled under and then drown.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And also, ducks get really high on it.
Well, no, it's actually called duck KB weed. And so, like, that's why there's so many ducks in Town Lake. Ducks come from all over just to come to Town Lake.
Oh, brother.
The duckweed is real, though. That's
okay.
Also why I see new people that are on the paddle boards and then going in for a little swim, man. I'm like, no.
You got to watch the duckweed.
I would never swim in there.
You never swim in Town Lake?
I've never. I don't think I've gotten a toe in there.
So it's okay for people to boat on
it? I've canoed. My nephews and I went out, and they liked the paddle boarding.
You ever canoodled?
Oh, I've canoodled a lot. In the canoe.
Canoodling in the canoe.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that, so I've gotten a little wet. But no, and you know I love the water. I love to swim. Will you stop?
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
What's going on with you over there?
Continue.
That's pretty good.
Somebody said foot fetishes. I got excited.
I know. That's what you it are is. A little red.
That's what it is.
But no, I wouldn't swim in there. And I'm sure I'm going to get a million texts here. You pee. I do backstrokes in there every day. All right.
They swim above the duckweed. Maybe that's what it is. All right. So let us know what you think. Somebody says the Austin Bearded Wonders. Wow. Says, I do like Trey's name, The Weird. It definitely works. They also suggested the Austin Bromance. Yeah, that's not working. The Austin Socialists. The Austin,
it takes an hour to get anywhere because our infrastructure sucks ass.
The Austin.
That's pretty good.
How about the Austin Balls? Just.
I saw that.
Just get it out there.
Austin Field Bats.
Come on. The Austin Amped. A-M-P apostrophe D. That might be trying a little too hard. The Wombats. Come on, man. They're not going there. MLS is coming to town. Help us with some names. What should we call? Not that we have the power to do it, but just give us ideas. What should that new soccer team be called? Do you want them to just keep the Crew name? Columbus Crew. That's the team that ultimately Austin is getting. Do you want it to just be the Austin Crew? Is that
No.
I mean, that's teams have done that before. Oilers, Lakers.
I think this is one. It's not an NFL team, and so I think we can have some fun with it.
Like, it's also not the 1950s, like the Lakers.
That.
Fair enough.
That. Let's just be the Austin Jazz. Let's just have weird jazz all over the country and just confuse kids, continue to confuse kids about the origins of jazz.
Should it be the musical angle? Like, is there any musical angle that wouldn't sound just smarmy and awful? Somebody said the flying guitars. Obviously, that's not happening. But is there anything you could do in the musical realm that wouldn't sound dumb?
Rather than go the Austin Blues, how about we go Blue Austin?
Blue?
No.
The Austin Blues.
That's no, because that would get turned around, too. Plus, like the thing yesterday, Inside Troy, having to Google that, you know.
Well, you're having a conversation with somebody. What'd you do last night? Well, Blue Austin. That's all you have to say.
All right. Hey, there it that.
Is. There it is. That's
that one.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to name the team that just for your joke, Trey. I don't think they're going to do that just
for you. No jokes there, guys.
No, obviously not.
I love this. I can tell who's lived in Austin for a little while and who hasn't just by two words. The Austin Cranes.
The Austin Cranes.
Yeah. We never had this many cranes. I mean, I'll say this. I was looking at it the other day. I usually don't look at the skyline because, what's that? Oh, I'm driving, so my eyes are on the road. But eyes on the road right now, people. I know some of you are on your phones. Eyes on the road. Saw that earlier, Chad.
It is important to
going
keep,
70.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Unless you're doing Sudoku on the phone.
Yeah. No. Right, well, that no, none of that.
I've found that helps sometimes with gear shifting.
But it was Austin traffic, so we were going about 5. So I had a chance to slow down and kind of look left, and I look and I thought, man, this skyline is really, it's taken off. It looks more like a city now.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a town as a kid. What are you laughing at?
I just like how long it's taken you to look at the skyline. There's been a while.
I haven't probably looked at it in a year or two, maybe.
Okay. It feels like maybe even longer than that.
No, it's changed in a year or two.
Okay.
And with the cranes and stuff like that, how dare you? It's not like, it hasn't been 89. I mean, I've looked at it in the last year or two.
Kevin, that's the Frost Building. I don't know
right.
if you've noticed.
Not living on the north side of Chicago, where it's one of those things where I'm living here to take advantage of the skyline.
That's true.
But it looks good.
You are being made fun of now by someone who didn't see the Sears Tower when he went to Chicago. So
yeah.
You can always
How did
that
happen?
Against me. Yeah, that's can always
It's the best
happen.
Skyline in the city.
All right.
Not the best bullpen, though.
The bullpen's not good for you today?
The whole pitching staff's not good. Okay. Hendricks actually had an okay start.
Cubs up 7-4 in the top of the seventh with some day baseball. There's like two or three day baseball games going on. We'll keep you up to date on those. Up next, a little crap bag for you. Some Cowboys notes and a couple of birthdays that need to be mentioned in your crap bag. Injury stuff for the Cowboys. Key names, not just Travis Frederick, but some other key names that have been a little banged up. Coming right up on the horn.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, crap bag time on a Wednesday. Got a couple birthdays to mention here in just a second. But first, if you are a Cowboys fan, maybe some Cowboys camp notes for you. Talked about Travis Frederick a little bit. He's getting a second opinion, if you will. Maybe it's a first opinion on this shoulder problem he's having. He's getting examined by a doctor today. He's had multiple stingers. On the good news front, apparently Malik Collins was back getting some first team reps today. Remember, he's had that foot problem. He just can't keep a healthy foot. He's had what, three different surgeries on both feet combined, I think, in the last couple years.
Jesus, that's Bill Walton.
Right, he's
starting to get to Bill Walton,
trying to deal with that. But he's back getting some first team reps. Also, Antoine Woods is getting first team reps at the zero technique. He's a guy that looked good in that first preseason game, getting a lot of talk around the team. Antoine Woods, so keep that name in your mind. Also, Randy Gregory. We talked about Jerry says Randy Gregory is gonna play in the opener. Mm-hmm. So could we see Randy Gregory this week? Apparently, he's now starting to, you know, get more practice reps and all that. Dorrance Armstrong, the kid out of Kansas, has been looking pretty good. He looked all right in the preseason game, and he's got a lot of that bend that Marinelli's looking for to get around the edge. Kevin, we talked about Jalen Smith and the plays he's made. He made a couple big plays in the preseason game, but also I'm reading practice notes from the other day that Jalen made a couple more plays. So he's continuing to be consistent. Injury stuff, just kind of nagging injuries you'd hope, and nothing big. But Jeff Heath has an ankle. They don't think it's serious, but he's been held out.
He's got two of them, doesn't he?
He does have two, yes. He's been held out occasionally. Cole Beasley's dealing with a groin injury. He didn't practice earlier in the week.
He's got one of those?
He just has, well, I think we all have
two. So the groin on the side.
Yeah. I always like that phrasing, too, and say he has an ankle. But, yeah.
I know.
He's got the ankle injury. I appreciate your old man joke there. That was good.
Yeah, that reeks of SportsCenter back in the day when it was funny.
Very, very good.
Or at least that.
Hanging out with my dad those consecutive days, I heard a lot of those old dad jokes.
Yeah.
I just let them go by, but others would kind of stare at him like, what did you just say?
Hey, I've got some good old man humor, especially for someone who doesn't have a kid.
Oh, sure. Well, you got to have that.
Because Trey, I mean, you guys are only going to, that's natural. I don't hold that against you when I hear a couple old man jokes. I'm like, well, I mean, what kind of material are they throwing out at home?
Well, but old man can also be uncles.
True.
And you're an uncle.
That's a good point.
If you're a good uncle, you have got to have some really unnecessary old man humor.
Yeah, I gave one to my niece not too long ago, and she gave me one of these emojis that I was like, I don't know what that means, but it was kind of one of those.
Yeah. Just like, in fact, the other day.
Uncle gave me. That one. There's a wink and a tongue coming out the side. Yeah.
It had been a long time since I heard my dad's strong joke. My dad's one, you can't say the word strong around him, or he'll say, yes, but odor isn't everything. He says that all the time.
Oh, wow.
Hadn't heard it in forever.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, there he is.
All right.
Yeah, there it is. All right, so you got those injuries to keep an eye on. Noah Brown, the receiver, also has a hamstring and maybe more than one.
He's got two.
He's got a couple. And he did not practice earlier in the week. Cowboys and Bengals. Coming up 6 o'clock on Saturday. If you're a Texans fan, San Francisco and Houston is 7 o'clock on Saturday. So we'll be talking about that. Last night we had a little Hard Knocks episode 2. We'll talk about that in a second. First off, let me tell you about Coors Light, my favorite light beer. And if you're a Longhorn fan, it is the official light beer of UT Athletics. You can get it all over DKR, even in the normal seats now. So make a plan to do that. Make a plan to get your watch parties together. Maybe it's your tailgates before games. The tailgating environment should be pretty cool this season with Chris Del Conte in charge. So be ready with all the Coors Light, Rocky Mountain Cold goodness. Remember, it turns 40 years old this year, so celebrate. Do it responsibly, but celebrate with all kinds of good Coors Light this football season. Only 102 calories per 12 ounces, only 5 grams of carbs, and the only beer kept at the freeze line through the entire brewing process, which means you get the ultimate in cold refreshment. Also, if you are inclined, and if you have one of those awesome phones that gets all the apps and does all that made me sound really old, check out Coors Light XP in your app store. Get all kinds of you could earn points towards one-of-a-kind experiences, get access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. That's Coors Light XP, and believe it or not, I actually have that app on my phone. Haven't done much with it because I'm an old man, but I did get
it on
the phone.
Okay.
It's a real thing. I actually put it on there.
Looked like there were some broads out at Wrigley today doing some guzzling for the seventh inning stretch.
By
went more New York there, but they almost looked New York. It could have been Midwest.
They're rough looking women?
I mean, there's some Long Island to them.
I sense that you didn't find them like super hot by the way you're discussing them.
Not super hot. They weren't unattractive. They just looked like they were having a good time. No, I was just giving the broad deal. It was like something Harry would have said or something like that. Like,
did Harry ever call them broads during televised games?
I would think.
I never heard that word.
I remember this. It's funny because you can remember things and not remember how crazy it was back then to some degree. But Bill Murray was with Harry the first game that they had lights, and they were re-showing this on Twitter. And I remember this, that Bill Murray's with them, and Harry's got a Budweiser, and they're on the air, and he's drinking it, and then gives it to Murray, and Murray, like, chugs it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and there's probably some healthy in-between state of where we're at now and that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, a little too careful now. Not enough careful
probably,
going on back then.
But think about who was the main sponsor for them.
It's Budweiser, right?
Right. And I'm watching the seventh inning stretch, and I'm seeing Budweiser was sponsoring it. There's probably a lot of people drinking Miller Lite and Coors Light, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe some Trey Ellings that we're going to get a little crafty. In the, I don't think they have that there, do they?
No, they probably have
Coors
craft
Light?
Beer.
No, craft beer.
Craft at Wrigley?
I don't know. Coors Light, I think they do.
They got to have you. I'm sure they'll have the Coors Light. Got to have that.
They do have a lot of Budweiser, too.
Maybe
they have really revamped the food and beverage thing at Wrigley to go along with a lot of the new construction that's there now as well. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. The other thing about Harry doing broadcasts back in the day, especially when he was all liquored up, is occasionally they would just go into the bleachers and broadcast from the bleachers. Those were very fun.
God, he'd take his shirt off.
Those were some
stuff.
Of my favorites as a kid. I remember get home and I'd watch the Cubs every day, and they were on every day. And when I watched every single inning that I could, and there you go, Al Moore, 8-4 Cubs now, bottom of the seventh. But I remember when they would be out in the bleachers thinking, holy hell. I mean, it looked like a spring break party.
He'd end up shirtless, Harry Carey.
Yeah, he'd end up shirtless. He was all liquored up. And then Steve was always that perfect, he was the buddy, trying to keep it on the tracks.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the John Cryer character in a lot of 80s movies.
Yeah.
That was his job. I'm not sure if that one counts. I did just mention that Harry took his shirt off. I'm not sure if that one counts. But anyway, yeah, those were nuts. Those were absolutely crazy times out there in the bleachers. And the fact that somebody thought that up was awesome.
Yeah. It counts because I didn't hear it.
You can't do that today.
It counts because I didn't hear it.
Me too.
Oh, did? Okay, all right.
I was fully involved in the conversation, too, to add to
Me
the
too.
Embarrassment.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so real quick on the...
No, I'm like, you got... I mean, I was even slow to even understand what you were talking about there, so I've really finished last in this thing.
Hey, trust me. After my Mike D'Antoni the other day, I'm not going to say a word. But we got to bring those up, I guess. Occasionally,
I'm Orlando Brown in a 40 right there. Or check that. Maybe 100.
On the hottie front, Natasha Henstridge is 44 years old today.
Who's that?
She was the woman that was in a sci-fi movie back in the day called Species, which was just the cruelest movie ever made. It was what if an alien came to the planet disguised as a completely smoking hot woman and then just killed every guy that she made out with.
Oh, no. What's her name again?
Natasha Henstridge is the last name.
Very attractive.
Oh, she's incredible. She's 44 today. Just really, really, really good looking. She was a model, and they put her in this movie. And
oh, wow. She's gorgeous.
The key moment of the movie, I believe, is while she's kissing this dude, her tongue goes out the back of his head. And that's like one of the big scenes. I wanted no part of that movie. Get me away from that movie.
What else has she been in?
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I know. I think I've seen her. She's gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful woman. All right. And then a couple of quick ones for you. Scott Brosius is 52 years old today.
Scott. We just mentioned Scott Brosius.
You talked about Brosius, right? The guy, one of those guys that shows up.
I got you there, huh?
No, you mentioned him because he shows up in the postseason, right? When he wasn't there in the regular season.
You were listening.
I said, and you said Paul O'Neill.
Yeah. Man.
Okay. So, see, I remember two names at once. He went to a college you better not know. Little bitty, itty bitty, itty
I didn't know
bitty,
Scott Brosius even went to college.
All right, it's good that you're
Canisius.
Linfield College in Oregon.
Trey?
Some little ass town in Oregon. Linfield College.
Never heard of that.
The big question is, do you have a number for me on Scott Brosius?
I don't think I do. I'm going to say 18.
Very okay. good.
Whoa.
18 with the Yankees. That's a good job. Well done.
You could tell that was some of that was
well
a guess,
done.
But I just kind of tried to envision it. Right now, when I think of 18, I think of Didi Gregorius. So that was also hard because I was picturing a black Scott Brosius
in his
which was Brian Cashman's dream.
Don't worry, that's what Scott was picturing too. in his days with the A's, he wore 45-2-7 for Scott Brosius. Today's the 57th birthday of Gary Kubiak. Kevin, for the kids that don't know, where'd Gary play college football?
Texas A&M.
Yes, he did.
But he doesn't like to recruit, so you guys never got him to coach.
Give me you had a number on Gary Kubiak?
8
in the pros. Yes, at A&M.
God, at A&M, this is going to be a total guess.
Give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
32?
No.
33.
When we talked about Magic Johnson, what was the story there?
The story was...
Lakers.
He got AIDS, but then he lied about it. And
Lakers.
Trey and a lot of people think that was a cover-up.
Lakers 32.
Yeah. He went up one?
Missed you. There you go.
Oh, okay. So 9.
There it is. 9 for Gary Kubiak. First major kind of football game I ever went to in my life. A&M beats Houston, and Kubiak scored the only touchdown.
What year would that have been?
Oh, God. 80. I was 5, right? So what is that?
81.
Can I even do the math?
I mean, 80, but maybe the...
Yeah, 80, 81, yeah. Somewhere in that range. Yeah. Crazy stuff. We got the head coach's signature after the game.
Nice.
It's a different time.
Who was
then.
The head coach back then?
Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson in
the early 80s. Before
Jackie. Yep.
Guys, speaking of Kubiak not wanting to recruit, I will never question a college coach who decides he wants to make his own life easier by going to coach in the pros. But I always think a guy who goes from pro to college, whether it's Lovie Smith or Herm Edwards, there's just something that doesn't seem right about that. Like, it reeks of desperation almost.
Because you think they won't recruit, you're saying?
Because of the added element of recruiting and knowing how much more difficult it makes your life year-round versus the crazy hours that you're pulling during the season itself.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea of like a guy like John Gruden getting considered for college jobs made me laugh extra hard because
Notre
of
Dame,
that.
Yeah,
the idea that Gruden would actually get on the trail and recruit? Come on.
Yeah, I know he gets up at 3 a.m. and all that, but yeah, it's a different thing. And it is, to some degree, a younger man's game with the recruiting and how 24/7 it is.
So today it's number 13 on our Horn Top 20, brought to you by Reliable Automotive, and it's the Michigan Wolverines. Coming up next, Chris Ballas of thewolverine.com to talk about Michigan and Shea Patterson and Jim Harbaugh and that first game at Notre Dame. This is The Horn.